Ken Roczen, thanks for doing this. I'm the last interview, so I appreciate you sticking around. How do we feel about today? Really good second moto for the most part. I mean, Eli was on it, man. Sometimes you just got to, like, and you know, because you've done what Eli did, just a guy was on rails.
Yeah. Again, it doesn't help you much if you do it every now and then. Yeah. So I was totally okay with today. I think everybody struggled with the track. We've been talking about it over and over. That base is so hard. It's just not that fun. You know, you expect to come here and be like, oh, it's going to be slick. Like, I know how Suffolk is. And then you get on the track, and it's 10 times worse than what you thought it was. Yeah. It's really like riding on marbles.
Dylan said, I was just talking to Dylan. He said he's put in a sand setting. And then he's like, oh, the sand setting's no good.
No. Right. Whatever setting I had in was no good either. I mean, I was struggling. I really was. I was not happy with my bike. I told those guys. So we managed. And then second moto again, you know, coming in second, I was just like, I was just hanging on for dear life. It just wasn't my cup of tea today. I wasn't happy with my bike. I wasn't gelling with it. I had some really good sections where, and then I would botch every lap, like three spots. Literally, it cost me 3 seconds. So I'm like, dude, I could go 3 seconds faster if I could just connect the whole thing a little bit better. So we're healthy. I'm not a big fan of this spot. So second overall, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you'll take it. Hey, we were talking before I hit record. You like the way these tracks have been this year. Some weather issues where it didn't rain and the track wasn't ripped up deep and it worked out really good. Other times it's a conscious effort to change things. And I'm with you. I like it. You guys can move around. It's not slot car cross. You guys can go wherever you want. I'm stoked with what they've been doing.
Well, the year has started off terrible at Pala, a Fox Raceway. Yeah. It was so bad. Like, I went into first practice, I'm like, my God, what is this? We literally used 3 feet of the entire track. And the one time we could somewhat move around was Moto 2. The day is freaking over then, you know? Then we went to Colorado. I was stoked with Colorado. It wasn't gnarly, gnarly rough, but enough to where you could make a difference. The racing has been awesome. Everybody's been talking about it. High Point expected a lot of rain. They didn't rip it as deep. Track was bitching. It was awesome. So I hope they just stick with it. I hope they actually listen to us.
Yeah, Redbud, I feel like Redbud's sandier anyway, so we kind of were back to an old school rip and water and soak, but maybe even that was a little bit better.
But, you know, Redbud has, like, honestly, 4 different types of soils. You get into sandy parts, you get into kind of wood chip stuff, you have this dark black loam, but in the end, none of the berms hold up. Like, the ruts don't hold up, it's always wishy-washy, you kind of go down the hill, you have some ruts with bumps, but then the turns are, everything pushes, you know, it's always different. Yeah, I don't know. But the racing has been good, so I try not to talk about it too much beforehand because it's the same for everybody, and I try to keep an open mind.
Yeah, I mean, it helps with your attitude, right, during the day?
Exactly, yeah. I don't want to be negative and be like, oh, this is shit, this is terrible. And then, you know, it affects your riding too. So.
Right. All right, well, hey, thanks for doing this. Millville next weekend, it's a place where, again, you've been really fast at times.
Yeah, absolutely. I've done good at almost every track, really. Throughout the year, so
but there was that one RCH first lap at Millville that will always live in infamy. How great that was!
Yeah, it was, and you know what? The crazy part under the helmet, it felt nothing like it. Like I was just like, oh, I'm gonna go here. But again, I was super comfortable on my bike, and it was just like I was just really confident and good. So it didn't stand out to me until afterwards. I watched it. And I'm like, okay, I was probably fucking 30th, and then I was first in lap 3. So it's kind of cool. But under the helmet, I was just like. Riding however like I was comfortable doing like I wasn't sketchy I was like almost like what are these guys doing type thing but then that's the difference of bike's good you feel good things are gelling and the difference between bikes whatever I'm kind of like whatever and then you know you have a difference of 4 seconds a lap which is huge.
What is your favorite national track? I don't know if I've ever asked you that.
Colorado.
Really?
I just like the clay type tracks. I like the ruts. And you can get creative and really make a difference of line choice. So I definitely like the clay type tracks.
Cool. Thanks, Kenny.
Yep, no worries.